Good morning. We continue with our series, Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lulu Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Bet and we are in the seventh perek. And I just want to dwell on one simple issue. Vayomar Melech Al Nasan Hanavi Reina Anoki Yoshi Bebeis Arazim Barono Alokim Yoshi Besoch Hayiria. The king turns to Nasan HaNavi and he says, look, Hashem is in a house. I'm living in a big, strong house and Hashem is living in a tent. And of course, the question has to be asked, what happens? Why is David HaMelech so concerned? And so the Navi Nasan was so sure that Hashem would give Hashem's David a request to build a Beis HaMikdash, he gave the permission. But the Pasuk says that this was a mistake, and that very night Hashem came to Nasan HaNavi and told him to go back and withdraw the authorization to go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash, because it wasn't supposed to be David who was going to build the Beis HaMikdash, it was going to be Shlomo. So Rashi quotes the Alka Chimoni, who wonders why Hashem urged Nasan to go that very night. Why couldn't he withdraw the authorization in the morning? So the Alka turns around and says that Hashem said to Nasan, David HaMelech does things very quickly and efficiently. There's a question of Zrizis over here. And so soon as you give him the go-ahead, he was already making plans to construct and hire workers and order supplies to begin building the Beis HaMikdash. And if you wait too long to retract the permission, he's going to suffer great losses. Go now and make him stop. You know, the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Zion notes that all the actions of tzaddikim get done very swiftly. If things get pushed off, there's no greater danger to that than spiritual matters. We find certainly in Sefer Rus, we find that Naomi tells Rus, don't worry, Boaz takes care of things, kim kila davar hayom. The longer it takes to start a mitzvah, the greater the risk that it gets delayed and the opportunity is lost. And that's what Chazal tell us, mitzvah abal liyadcha al tach mitzena. When you have a mitzvah, don't let it become chametz, right? This is Pesach time. It's important for us to pay attention to that as well. When a person gets inspired, said Rav Pam, to do a mitzvah, he shouldn't delay doing it. In fact, Rav Pam used to tell a story that happened with Rabbi Porush, who was a member of Knesset and was involved in things for the Jewish people. Rav Porush was once summoned by the Brisker Rav on a Friday afternoon to solve a pressing public matter. So Rabbi Porush wondered, why was it necessary to be summoned right before Shabbos? You couldn't do anything until after Shabbos. Why the rush? And so the Brisker Rav said to him, listen, I'm grateful that you give me a good tiding that you think I'll still be alive on Motzei Shabbos to take care of the klal matter, but you don't know that for sure, so how do I push it off? And the Brisker Rav was basically telling her, Menachem Porush, the importance of Zrizus. Who knows what tomorrow will begin? Im lo achshav, eim asai, said Rav Pam. And that lesson can be told and learned from this way that Hashem tells Nasan HaNavi. David HaMelech does things with Zrizus. Don't delay in taking back the permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, because if you do, David will already be involved in planning the groundwork and you'll cause him a financial loss. Strike when the iron's hot. If you want to do great things in life, you have to improve Zrizus to be able to handle the essence of what it is that you do. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.